Let's begin.
This is the boss.
I'm the boss.
And the gloss.
My lip gloss, I only rock clear.
On SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Welcome in, everybody. I'm sitting next to the Monday Night Delight, who is now dancing. Not dancing like Shakira, I might add, but dancing very well, with all due respect.
Just you wait. Give me some time. She motivated me. I'm all about the training.
All right.
Channel my inner Shakira.
I am motivated by the upcoming NFL offseason because there are many, many, many questions looming.
It all started last night.
And boy, it doesn't take long to kick into full gear.
Oh my gosh, it really doesn't.
All the banter about who's going to go where.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, the free agent movements this offseason could be intriguing with all the quarterbacks who are now in play. And then some really great wide receivers. I mean, Amari Cooper is an outstanding wide receiver who is currently a free agent. Cowboys hope to lock him up. And of course, the draft. And coming up next, we get a chance to visit with one of the great experts on the draft. He is
NFL.com's Lance Erline.
Lance Erline. I'm going to call him KFNC Houston's Lance Erline as well. And Lance has put out his first mock. It is now official. It has been posted. And we're going to get a chance to visit with him and figure out why he put some people in some places. I mean, he does have Joe Burrow going number one. Nobody doubts that. Chase Young number two. He's got Tua going to the Dolphins at five, and your Raiders. You like the pick that he has for them.
I love it. If Jerry Jeudy is there at 12, I think it's a great get, but I'm not sure he will be. So
yeah, I've seen a lot of mocks where Jeudy goes higher than 12. He would not be available to the Raiders at 12. But then you could go with CeeDee Lamb or somebody else. And Raiders certainly look like they want a receiver.
Yeah, they need a receiver. They need a number one option, but they also really need to fill some gaping holes on that defensive line. So they're looking at a linebacker, too. I think they maybe could take that in their later pick in the first round. But I'd love to ask Lance if they're going to be the Braiders.
What dare say is that?
A Tom Brady-led
Raiders?
Oh, the Braiders?
Goodness, you're already ahead of me there.
I'm seeing if you're
that got a smile on Jose's face. All right, there is still that possibility. Whispers this weekend that maybe Brady would head to the Raiders if he can't do a deal with the Patriots.
Magic Lance can tell us what's going on.
All right, it'll be Lance Erline and all things draft and NFL when we return on SB Nation Radio.
Raheel Ramzanali here, and oh no, it is time. You're dreading it. You have to go Manscaped. You got to go below the belt, and you have the fear. You know there's going to be nicks. There's going to be snags. Nope, not anymore. Manscaped.com is changing it up again. You know I love Manscaped.com, and Manscaped.com and Manscaped, they've redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest trimmer ever for below the belt or anywhere else. The newly released Lawnmower 3.0. The third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. No more snags, no more nicks with advanced skin safe technology. One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. I love my Lawnmower 3.0, and you're going to love yours too. Go to manscaped.com and save 20% off plus free shipping with code SBNation. Your balls will thank you.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT11 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT11 to 85850. That's KIT11 to 85850.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and we are delighted to have join us here, the great Lance Zierlein. Lance, welcome. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. We've got a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. I'm arguing that Super Monday ought to be the day off, not President's Day. Carla's disagreeing with me as usual. But
there's a lot to talk about post-Super Bowl. So
there's a lot to talk about. You bet. All right, let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan. Some debate who deserves more of the blame, if you will, for the way things went down in the fourth quarter. Bad play calling or bad execution?
You know, I think it was a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I mean, both of those guys had figured things out relatively well in a couple different quarters. Obviously, I thought Shanahan kind of blew it before the half.
Yep.
By just basically eating the last 2 minutes. That really didn't make any sense. It felt reminiscent of what we used to see from his old head coach, Gary Kubiak, at times with the Houston Texans, where Gary would get exceedingly cautious before a half. And I think that really tells you what you need to know about Kyle Shanahan's trust level with Jimmy Garoppolo. And Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, had a good game until the fourth quarter, and then he just couldn't make the plays. And I thought Shanahan obviously could have run the ball more and really locked in with the running game. And, you know, I know he didn't want to be too predictable, but at the same time, it was working. It was working. So don't try to mix it up. Go with what's working. And but you know, I can't help but think everyone's going to lean on that. But if they get two first downs in that quarter, I think they're in pretty good shape.
It was so close. They almost did, right?
But, yeah,
right. And I think that was the problem is they couldn't stem the flow of the momentum that had reversed on them and gone in Kansas City's favor. And once that happened, it was just, you know, it almost, I don't know if you guys felt this way, but it almost felt inevitable once Kansas, even before Kansas City, you know, completed the long pass down the sideline to get in position to take, you know, to take the lead.
Yeah, no, I felt it was inevitable as well, Lance. That's so true. I want to ask you a quick question about the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. We just came from media, you know, Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and I've got to say, every day began with the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. It was talked about all day long, and every day ended with the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. In my opinion, he was crowned the MVP the day they won the AFC Championship and got their berth to the Super Bowl. He did not have a great game for him, and yeah. I've never seen a Super Bowl quarterback MVP with two interceptions. I don't know. I'm really scratching my head about it. Did the media crown him, or did he really earn it, in your opinion?
No. Well, I mean, look, he earned the win, not the MVP. That was Damian Williams. And granted, one of Damian Williams' touchdowns came late in the game. But, I mean, for me, I felt like that was just not one of his, not only was it not one of his better games, I thought it was one of his lesser games since he's been healthy. And you know, if you had to say, was that an MVP game? No, that was definitely not an MVP game for Pat Mahomes. I understand why he got the nod, because he did score. You know, he had a passing touchdown, he had the rushing touchdown. It made some sense in that regard, but that was not one of his better games.
We're talking to Lance Zierlein. He is also an NFL draft expert. He's on NFL.com. You can look at his first mock draft. I want to shift gears to the draft. And I've looked at your first mock, and of course, Joe Burrow goes number one at quarterback. It's always fun to look at the quarterbacks. You've got Tua going number five to the Dolphins, but the one that surprised me a little bit was Justin Herbert going number six to the Chargers. Is Herbert worthy of the number six pick?
Well, so I think we know the Chargers have to do something at quarterback. They have Easton Stick now from North Dakota State, and that's just not going to be good enough. Phillip Rivers looks like he's done.
Yep.
So it's really making it, you know, it was kind of an easy one to plug in there. Now, I think what you have to keep in mind is there an outside chance that Tom Brady could go there? Is there a chance that Cam Newton could be traded there? Is there someone they might be targeting via trade or, you know, free agency, whatever the case may be?
Maybe a Teddy Bridgewater, right? I mean, Teddy Bridgewater could spill out there as well, right?
Absolutely, and Teddy Bridgewater could be the guy. But even if they went after Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know that there's enough to assume that you're going to go all in with Teddy. So it wouldn't shock me if they took, you know, if he's available, if they took Justin Herbert and still had another veteran. I don't think you want to throw Herbert in right away. So I think we will see two brand new quarterbacks in San Francisco. I think we'll see, with the Chargers. I think we'll see a drafted quarterback is definitely potentially happening, and that could, and you know, it could be Tua. Now, there's a lot of rumors about Justin Herbert being the quarterback that the Miami Dolphins really like. So we'll really see how it plays out. But I do think, you know, Rivers has obviously played his last game there, and so now it was an easy plug-in for me when I had a Herbert still on the board and a massive need at quarterback. It just made sense for me to plug Herbert in right there at the Chargers.
Okay, Lance, let me ask you, because we've got a couple spots for the Raiders in the first round.
Lance, you knew she'd go right to the Raiders there.
I waited one question before I went into that. Are these going to be the Las Vegas Raiders? Are they going to break the bank for TB12?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. And you know, Mike Mayock, I had a chance to talk to him a little bit at the Senior Bowl, and they really do have a process in place right now. I think he's happy with what he and Gruden are trying to build. I think that, you know, the building blocks are basically they want to have the right guys in there who love football, high football character players, who will do things the right way. He talked about how guys in the building were happy when he got rid of Antonio Brown. They texted him and told him as much. If you're going to build towards something, I understand bringing Tom Brady in if it's a 2-year commitment, and if you really think that he struggled because of what was around him at New England. But I just have a hard time believing that.
Tom Brady, too.
I mean, that was just such a disappointing season for Brady. And age is undefeated. I cannot find anywhere in the history books of any sport where a player who's over the age of 40 takes a sharp decline and then bounces back. It just doesn't exist. And so people who are looking for that, they're just thinking, well, it's just same old Tom Brady. We said that all year long, and he never bounced back. I mean, he never bounced back all year long. So I'm not sure it's going to get substantially better with the Raiders team that, let's face it, you can speak to this, Carla. It's not like they're loaded with offensive weapons at the receiver position.
Right. And that's one of their biggest needs besides massive holes at linebacker is getting a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, I will say this. This is a good year to need receiver because you got some in the first round, and I gave the Raiders a receiver, and I do think they'll bolster their wide receiving core. So, you know, you also could look at it and say, well, you got a decent offensive line in front of you, a good running back, and you're going to pick up potentially a first-round wide receiver. So that would be something that would definitely help Brady. But once again, I just don't know that this is the same Brady. And not only that, I think Tom Brady is going to be a Patriot again. I think we're going to see him one more year.
I do too. I think all of this is to just up his. He is not used to not being talked about during Super Bowl week, and so I think he's just he's keeping his brand going. And you know, I see that you've got. I love that you've got Jerry Jeudy at number 12 for Oakland. If he there's a chance to me that he may not last that long. How do you feel about CeeDee Lamb in that same spot as the first receiver taken by Oakland?
Well, so I like CeeDee Lamb in that spot because I think he can play inside or outside. He can play slot. He can play outside. He's really, really talented with the ball in his hands. So he's the type of player that you can throw the ball to him and with easy slants and quick routes. And if you are going with Derek Carr, and you know they're not going to be very challenging throws, and yet you could maximize those shorter, controlled passing game throws and turn them into something after the catch. So I don't have a problem with CeeDee Lamb. I just, you know, there's some people in the scouting community that think CeeDee is going to run a little slower than people anticipate. Mm. That, I mean, he's not going to be slow, but he might be high 4.4s and maybe even to the 4.5 range. And if that's the case, it may take a little, maybe a little shine off the star, just because there are such talented receivers with really good speed. And so if Jeudy runs well and Henry Ruggs from Alabama also run well, it could be interesting to see where CeeDee Lamb ends up if he falls a little bit. Because I do think it's possible that he could fall just a little bit.
We're talking to Lance Erline of NFL.com. You can see his first mock draft on NFL.com. So, Lance, I'd love to ask you positions that are strong. You mentioned the wide receiver has a lot of talent. What other positions do you see as a strength in this draft?
So offensive tackle is going to be a pretty good draft, and that's something I haven't had a chance to say very often. It's been a while since I've said pretty good offensive tackle draft. Running back has pretty good talent, running back, better than last year, so I would say running back isn't bad. It's a little rough as at edge rusher. It's a little rough at linebacker. Defensive tackle, there are some decent defensive linemen that are going to be available this year. And I think it's a little overblown, the cornerback talent, because I think there are a couple of guys out there that are a little bit overrated. But I kind of like 6 to 7 cornerbacks in this draft as well. So I think if you're willing to jump up there and take him inside the first 40, I think you could go end up finding an early starter at cornerback if you're willing to do it once again with the first 40 to 50 picks of the draft.
Looking at the Colts at number 13, in your comments you said that they might be tempted to take Jordan Love. Are they not convinced that Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback of the future?
I think it'd be hard to be convinced after what you saw this year. Now, granted, you had T.Y. Hilton was really beat up for a stretch of the year where even when he came back, he wasn't fully healthy. You just didn't have the weapons. You had injuries with Paris Campbell, who was a draft pick from last year as well. Their top free agent, Devin Funchess, was hurt for the entire season. He got hurt in game one. So it's a little incomplete. I'm not 100% sure that that's the case, but at the same time, it was really hard over the second half of the season to see moments where he elevated his play. And I think ultimately, if you don't think he's a guy that can elevate his play right now, then you do have to keep all aspects of the draft open to you or acquisition of talent open to you, because we know that quarterbacks make the world go round. And we saw in the Super Bowl, one guy was a playmaker and one guy was a snap taker. And that's the difference between winning at a high level and, you know, being a little, you know, having to surround yourself with a bunch of first round picks on the defensive line like San Francisco did.
So at the moment, you could see, what, 4 quarterbacks going in the first round? Jacob Eason going to 14 to the Buccaneers?
Well, so that was kind of a surprise pick because I do think that he will remind Bruce Arians of Carson Palmer.
Huh.
But, I mean, big arm, big guy. I'm not sure he's going to make it through the personality test from what I understand. I think there's going to be some stuff where some teams may not be in love with him. So I think when it's said and done, if there's a fourth quarterback is Jordan Love, probably not Jacob Eason.
Okay. All right, Lance, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. That's Lance Zierlein. You can see his mock draft on NFL.com, and you can hear him on KFNC Houston. Thanks, Lance.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go. Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault.
I'm talking to Mike Procopio, the personal video coach for Kobe Bryant.
Kobe just wanted anything that gave him an edge to win, he wanted. So it wasn't like he thought he had all the answers. He wanted to make sure every asset that he could get that will give him an edge to win.
And, Mike, you weren't just doing this for Kobe during the regular season or the preseason. You were doing this during the NBA Finals in between games, right?
Yeah, it's 2010. The Celtics were such a problem for him. In 2010, the series got tied up 1-1, and they're heading to Boston. You know, I finished my report. We talked a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I'm about to go to bed. I think it was around 2:30, and he texts me and goes, "I need you guys in Boston." I'm like, "All right, that's fine." You know, and I told my wife, and she goes, "Let me get going to Boston." I'm like, "Yep." She goes, "I'll see you in a week."
Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault, weekday afternoons from 1 to 4 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is Straight Heat.
Every single organization, every team, every sport, they've all cheated at some point. Some cheat more than others, but every one of them's done it. And if you're going to point the finger at another team and call them dirty, rotten, stinking cheaters while ignoring your own team, the only thing that happens is you look like a jackass. Every team has done something.
Straight Heat with Patrick Creighton. Weekdays from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation Radio. SB Nation AM.
Maybe, just maybe, Robert Kraft was giving some insight into the fact that he has a leg up in the future negotiations of landing Tom Brady to stay in New England and not go anywhere. This is over speculation. This is just to get something down in the press. This is just to get something down to get clicks. This is what we're going to have for the next 3 months.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago, saying that this is going to be the bad part of the NFL offseason.
And if you're in New England, you're probably wondering, where are we going with
this? This is all consuming. Right?
Because he's your guy. He's your franchise guy. He's the guy that's changed the face of the organization forever.
I'm wondering, did they even cover the Red Sox scandal in Boston?
Right? Way to go, Patriots. Way to rip that off the headline.
I mean, Alex Cora was fired, and they're like, oh, yeah, but what about Tom Brady?
But what about Tom?
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. SB Nation AM.
The greatest crime-fighting duo in the early 80s television. Ralph. He couldn't fly with the suit because he lost the instruction manual.
But he was able to solve a crime within an hour.
If you do get a super suit from an alien being, don't lose the instruction manual. It's very, very important. Keep it in the drawer where you keep all the other instruction manuals, like for your KitchenAid.
SB Nation AM with Tony D. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You can go to O'Reilly Parts and get better parts, better prices every day at O'Reilly's. Okay, it's fun. The Super Bowl has just ended, and already the odds for who will win next year's championship have been set. It doesn't take long.
Doesn't take long. Vegas never sleeps.
So, in no surprise, Chiefs are the favorite. They're 6-1 odds. The Chiefs, of course, already being labeled a potential dynasty.
I've seen the 49ers as favorites, which is last night.
Did you really?
Yes, for next year.
What I pulled up was Chiefs favorite 6-1, Ravens number 2. It's 7-1, and that really reflects the great season that Lamar had this year. And then the 49ers were third at 8-1 odds. But remember, it's not easy to come back from a devastating Super Bowl loss. Just ask the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I mean, they've never been the same.
No, they have been brutally different.
And they had still pretty much the same roster intact, and the 49ers will return their roster intact. They're going to have to regroup emotionally. And I do think this team will be a serious contender and perhaps the best team in the NFC next year, the 49ers. But there are other people. The Saints are always hovering around if Drew Brees comes back.
Right.
We'll see what McCarthy can get out of the Cowboys.
I think that's kind of the wild card, what McCarthy can do in Dallas. And, you know, Dallas has still got to figure out now this talk that Dak is going to be tagged. He's going to get the franchise tag.
Well, the Cowboys are the eighth highest seed in this ranking of favorites.
Tied with the Packers at 18-1.
Tied with the Packers at 18-1. Notably, ahead of the Seahawks and the Eagles. Now,
I'm okay with that.
I get that. The Eagles finished on top of the division, but that was poor coaching on the part of the Cowboys. But the Seahawks, I mean, they were a pretty strong team this year. Russell Wilson is at the peak of his powers. I am surprised. Cowboys 18-1 odds. Seahawks 22-1 odds. Eagles 25-1 odds. So Cowboys getting the nod over those two, and I think that shows some faith in what Mike McCarthy might be able to get out of the talent pool in Dallas.
Oh, I do too. I think it's a great endorsement on Mike McCarthy for sure. I was a bit surprised to see how high the Steelers were at 15-1.
Yeah, that's hard to explain. I guess the premise is that Big Ben will come back, return to form, and they'll be that kind of a Steelers team that they were with him.
But with Big Ben was always Le'Veon Bell, unless he was sitting out.
Yep.
And Antonio Brown, neither to which is there when Juju Smith-Schuster, who I like so much, took over as the number one, did not have a great year.
No. Offensively, they really struggled, but they've rebuilt that defense a bit up the middle with Minka Fitzpatrick.
Right. That was a great pickup.
And their linebacking core is strong. I guess the premise is, look, they almost made the playoffs this year with the great coaching of Mike Tomlin and the job he did.
He did do an outstanding job.
If you can bring back Big Ben and have him return to form, I don't think that Vegas is counting on Duck Quack Quack Hodges to take the Steelers to the playoffs.
There's Mason Rudolph as well.
I don't want to shortchange Mason Rudolph either.
Oh, I don't mind. And honestly, we don't really even know if Big Ben's going to come back. He's always iffy.
Yeah, an elbow is a tough one, too.
He's never convincing, yeah.
And he's not a young chicken anymore. So a team that really seems low to me, but it just reflects how far they've fallen, is the Rams. Rams, 25-1 odds. And recall, just a year ago, they lost in the Super Bowl to the Patriots.
Badly.
Oh, devastating, heartfelt. I mean,
they were exposed.
The score difference wasn't that significant. But, yeah, it was a tough game. Belichick exposed McVay, unveiled. It's sort of the emperor has no clothes. Maybe the genius isn't what the genius should be.
I think it was more he exposed Jared Goff.
Mm, that's right. Yep.
Because McVay still is, he's a great football mind, but I think it was clear that it seemed, and this is breaking it down to really a grassroots level, but that every play was McVay to Goff, like, this is what you need to do. And Goff could, at some points, execute it. But when Bill Belichick figured out if he can't hear that play, he's not going to really know what to do. And then what did they do? They went into the offseason and paid him a boatload of money, Jared Goff, which really kind of ties their hands on what they can do.
I mean, Goff took a big step back this year. Gurley has never been the same since his health issues. Maybe he'll return to form. They did pick up Jalen Ramsey on the defensive side of the ball, but there wasn't much.
Should have made a big difference.
Well, but it really didn't seem to, and therefore Wade Phillips is out on the street. They fired their defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips. They don't have draft capital because they gave it away to get Jalen Ramsey. Their offensive line is not where it needs to be.
They don't have a lot of money because of what they paid Jared Goff.
What a difference a year makes.
I mean, really?
Rams at 25-1. Browns at 25-1. Right there with the Rams.
30-1.
Well.
Oh, no. The Browns are 25-1.
I'm reading Browns at 25-1. You're already skipping down to your beloved Raiders. I can't stand it.
No. It was the Texans.
Oh, the Texans 30-1. Raiders 30-1. But see, there's something notable is the Browns are ahead of the Texans and the Raiders. Vikings at 25-1. I think the Vikings are just a better built, better coached all-around team than the Browns. I just can't. There's so much credibility given to the Browns. I mean, obviously, at the beginning of this season, everyone was anointing them to be division winners and really excel with all the talent that seemingly had been assembled, although the pieces never came together, and certainly they didn't have good coaching with Freddie Kitchens. But that Vikings franchise with Zimmer as coach, and Kirk Cousins is a quality quarterback, if not, he's probably not a franchise quarterback, but a very quality quarterback, and all those pieces. Anyway, I would certainly rank the Vikings over the Browns. Your Raiders and Texans both at 30-1 long shots.
Well, for the Raiders, I feel okay about that because they're still in a rebuilding mode. They're moving to a new city. They've got a lot of injuries that happened last year that they need to come back and see how that went. They still don't have a number one wide receiver. Holes at the linebacker position. They need another running back. Josh Jacobs, who was their star and honestly should have been rookie of the year. Don't get me started on that one. He had surgery, so how will he come back? There's a lot of questions with the Raiders, but I feel okay at 30-1. The Texans, it upsets me at 30-1. Why? Because it's not the team that got those odds. It's the coach / general manager / capologist / OC / Bill O'Brien. I'm just frustrated.
Well, interestingly, though they are 30-1 long shots, the Texans are favorites to win their division yet again, and that keeps his job intact.
It really, and Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien should be thanking him every day. He's the whole reason that Bill O'Brien is still there.
All right, we'll have the What Does the Boss Say segment when we return here on SB Nation Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-477-5395. 800-477-5395. That's 800-477-5395.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to besthotelrates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. Besthotelrates.com, it's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
Introducing automotivemap.com, a brand new website for anyone interested in what's happening in the world of automobiles. From reviews on the latest vehicles to vintage rides to tips on keeping your family safe on the road, automotivemap.com has something for you. If you love cars, trucks, and SUVs, and the amazing technology hitting your favorite showroom, check out the brand new automotivemap.com.
Ducks and quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, 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 but there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back. And you know, among the songs you play that make Carla dance, that one does as much as anything. And that was not intended to be a dance song.
It's really to honor you. It's one of your faves.
Well, I appreciate it very, very much. It is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a good one.
Yes. My repertoire is limited, evidently. All right. This is the segment where we've now rebranded it to be called What Does the Boss Say? And it's What Does the Boss Say in Light of What Others Have Said? We begin with what sports luminaries have said across the leagues. And we're going to begin at the top with the MVP of the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes. After winning Super Bowl 54, he talked about how he has already achieved the two goals that he had when he took over as starter for the Chiefs.
I had two goals when I became the starting quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. And the first goal was to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy. I wanted to bring it home, the one that has our founder's name on it. I wanted to bring it to this family and this organization. And the second most important thing was to get Coach Reed a Super Bowl trophy. I mean, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I don't think he needed the Lombardi Trophy to prove that. But just to do that, I mean, it puts all doubt aside. And he's going to be listed as one of the all-time great coaches in history whenever he wants to be done, which I hope is not anytime soon.
You can hear the love for Andy Reid. It's across the team, the Chiefs, but really across the league. And it was interesting coming into this game, there was some question, did Andy Reid already have a resume to get into the Hall of Fame? Well, now he certainly does. But even if he hadn't won, he might well have gotten in based on his total wins, which was, I think, 221 coming to the game. So here he stands, now unequivocally a future Hall of Famer, and he's got years to go, and he's got Patrick Mahomes at his prime and peak powers, just 24 years old. I think the future looks bright, and I think it's a great, great win for Andy Reid.
And I love that he won his 222nd NFL game on 2-2-20.
Amazing. Yeah, pretty you cool. Could not something script those numbers. That's remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's go to number two. Mahomes should have reason to feel confident after the impressive back-to-back seasons. Despite that, he was reluctant to say that he is now the face of the league. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
There's several guys that can be the face of the NFL. I mean, I think that's just with the NFL and how good the play is, the quarterback play. I mean, guys can come in and year out and go out there and play great football. I mean, Lamar was the unanimous MVP last night, and he had one of the best seasons of all time as a quarterback position. And so there's guys like that, it seems like, every single year. A lot of young quarterbacks, still a lot of veteran guys that are playing at a very high level. And so I just try to be the best Patrick Mahomes I can be.
He said,
darn good.
I mean, he just says the right things, right? There's not me, look at me. I am the face of the league. I'm taking over. No, he just notes there are a lot of good guys out there, and he's going to put his head down and play. This is what makes him special. He is good on the field and off the field. He's a leader in the locker room. He's a leader on the field.
And he's a true team player. He's very deferential, and he's beyond talented. What a class personified for this guy.
Okay, sticking with the Chiefs, different people celebrate victories different ways. And I do love what Andy Reid does. Andy Reid said famously, well, it was after the Chiefs AFC win, he said he needed a cheeseburger. He'd go out and celebrate that way. He didn't shy again after the Super Bowl win. Here's Andy Reid.
I'm going to go get the biggest cheeseburger you've ever seen. Prime, the biggest one. And might be a double.
I love that.
There's going to be a run on cheeseburgers.
Well, he's bringing cheeseburgers back. Right? I mean,
he's bringing sexy back.
He's bringing sexy. Well, Andy Reid does not bring sexy back. He may do many things very well, but I don't think he does sexy well. But I defer to you. You are the female of this duo here.
It's all about the Hawaiian shirt and cheeseburgers.
Oh.
Cheeseburger in paradise, right?
When was the last time you had a great double meat cheeseburger with extra cheese?
That would be in the never category.
Oh, come on.
Not even as a kid. That's not a lie.
Really? I think it's a great way to celebrate. And when you look back at the different ways that people celebrate big wins, and we've heard of athletes going off to strip clubs, we've heard of athletes drinking too much, we've heard of athletes doing all kinds of things. We hear Andy Reid has a very, very civil and fair way to celebrate, right?
And I'm pretty sure his wife's fired up about it. I'd take a cheeseburger out of any of those other things.
The woman he calls his trophy wife?
Yes. We're okay. Going to find out about that later.
Let's talk to that. Let's stick to Andy Reid. And he explained how he spent his night after his team won the Super Bowl.
I didn't really sleep last night, but I didn't spend it with a trophy. Well, I did. I spent it with my trophy wife. How's that?
See, we're learning a lot. After the cheeseburger, he went home with the girl.
His wife.
Well, I stand by my statement.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good picture. Just don't envision it too closely.
Yeah, no. The visual is going bye-bye.
All right. Frank Clark. In typical Frank Clark fashion.
Speaking of bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. So, Frank Clark, the defensive end of the Chiefs. Well, he wasn't the greatest sportsman. He was very vocal with his criticisms of Jimmy G after the Chiefs win.
You paying the guy $140 million, $130 million, whatever he's getting paid. Man.
Go ahead.
He got to throw the ball. Obviously, he didn't do that. They threw for about 200 yards on checkdowns. That ain't enough to win the game against us.
Where has sportsmanship gone? You just won the Super Bowl. You don't need to beat up on the guy who lost the game. Am I wrong?
The guy who outplayed your quarterback for 3.5 quarters. I mean,
it's an odd portrait, right? To stand up and say that.
It's very
funny. And Frank Clark, I mean, on that Chiefs team, there is a dichotomy. There are these extremely popular, well-liked, highly regarded guys like Mahomes and Reed, and then these guys with checkered past, the Tyreek Hill,
the second chancers,
the Frank Clark, the second chancers, and clearly
the Kareem Hunts, that's no longer there.
He's no longer there, but the Chiefs have made some bets on some guys who have had character issues off the field, and those bets paid off this year. But often those things don't go your way. I mean, Greg Hardy was a disaster for the Cowboys. There have been guys who teams bet on,
Josh
took
Gordon
risks on.
Can't keep a job.
Oh, the whole pot thing is just crazy. Yeah. But there are guys like Randy Gregory and Josh Gordon who can't stop smoking pot, and they get suspended out of the NFL. There's a whole other debate we can have another day, whether somebody should be punished more for smoking pot than the punishment is for somebody who beats up on a spouse or a girl or a child.
Well, it all depends on the Mighty V video. If you've got a video, you don't last.
Well, as we know, Roger Goodell makes those decisions.
Yep.
Let's move on to another one. There was that moment in the third quarter when the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, was yelling at his teammates from the sidelines. And after the game, he explained what he was yelling.
We had zero doubt, and that's actually what I was screaming the whole night, man. We had such a good season, right? We prepared so well, these last 2 weeks, and I knew we were ready, right? Like, we just need to move on to the next play, believe in the next play, and we were able to do that. I'm so grateful and happy for Coach Reed.
Well, they were about out of chances there. If the Chiefs' defense didn't really stiffen at that point in the game, it was over. 49ers just needed a few more first downs in the fourth quarter, one more score, any break. Yeah, the Chiefs' defense did step up. They made the stops they had to make to give the offense a chance.
Well, and let's also, what Tyrann Mathieu said at 1:02 after the game was, we were so glad when Shanahan stopped calling the run, we couldn't stop it. There's your answer.
There it is.
Shanahan.
Right.
Yeah.
Strategically.
So, yes, the Chiefs' defense did what they needed to do, but boy, the 49ers played right into their hand.
All right, let's turn to the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan and the Niners leave Miami empty-handed. But despite that, Shanahan is optimistic about the future of his team. Here's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, we'll lick our wounds. We'll get over this. We'll be fired up for next year. We've got a lot of people coming back. I think we surprised a lot of people this year. We knew we had a good team, and I'm very proud of the guys and how much better they got throughout this year, and expect to get almost all these guys back and plan on adding a few more. So we're going to rest a little bit, get over this some, but we'll be very fired up for next year.
Well, that's the right attitude to take, and they do have a lot of talent returning. Nearly all their defense is locked up and coming back, and of course Jimmy G will be back.
And they're young. It's a young team.
No doubt. But there are no assurances. I mean, the notion, well, we've got next year. Just look at last year's Rams. That was the mantra last year when they had the narrow loss to the Patriots. We'll be back next year. We're young. We've got lots of talent. Sure thing. Rams are going to be important, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So, no, I don't think it's a given at all for the 49ers. We did note earlier Vegas has them as the favorite in the NFC. That's a good bet, but losing a Super Bowl is a hard thing to recover from.
No, it really is. But what Shanahan said, which was interesting and true, is that they surprised a lot of people this year, because who would have thought they ended last season at 4-12?
Yep.
And here they are, you know, narrowly missing a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, to that point, in the build of the team, maybe they got a little ahead of schedule. Maybe this was the year that really could have happened next year. So, yes, you could argue that they're going to mature.
Coming back from a year off, rehabbing an ACL. That's right. So there's a lot of things that went into this. I like San Francisco's chances. I agree with you. It is hard to repeat. This is the NFL. There are 32 outstanding teams. Well, maybe not 32 outstanding teams, but it is the NFL, and it is hard to repeat.
All right, let's shift gears to one of the great marketing ploys done by Hulu.
Gosh.
It was Thursday night that Tom Brady tweeted a cryptic picture that had NFL fans buzzing about what his future might hold. It was a picture of him at the stadium. And now it turns out Brady trolled us all, as that picture was from a Hulu commercial that was aired during the game. Let's hear the commercial.
They say all good things must come to an end. So to my teammates, my family, and my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. According to the script they just gave me, Hulu also has your favorite cable channels, plus the greatest shows, movies, and originals of all time. So it's time to say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
That's great marketing, right? They did the tweet, the Thursday thing, and then he comes out and says, I owe this message to all of my fans and teammates, and here it is. Hulu, Hulu, Hulu. It's brilliant marketing. Hats off to them.
Hats off to them for sure. But, you know, I still stick by. So Friday morning, we were reacting on Radio Row to the cryptic Instagram that went out on Thursday night. I still stick by what I said, which is Tom Brady is not used to not being in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl week, or the 2 weeks leading up from the AFC Championship to the Super Bowl, he is every headline, every show. He's what Patrick Mahomes was this year.
Yep.
They started every show, ended every show, MVP, the GOAT, the this, the that. He's like, I got TB12 going here. I'm not going to be playing that much longer. I got to keep my name in the conversation. I got to keep my brand up. And I like the spotlight because I'm always in it. He couldn't even for a week let it go. He had to do it. I'm sticking with that.
Well, it worked for Hulu and it worked for Tom Brady.
Yeah, sure did. We're all talking about it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to look at what we've learned from Carla Dawson when we return.
The main event.
I never in a million years did I think I'd get the chance to talk with Martha Stewart on a sports radio show.
Can you imagine?
But that is the opportunity we have right here. Martha, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's fun.
When you pop up on Chalk, you just casually offhand mention one day, after you take your baked potato out of the oven, drop it right on the counter. And it's the fluffiest baked potato you've ever had.
Smash it on the counter.
Okay. Wow. Smash it. Yeah.
We did it. Smash it. And it works, right?
Martha.
It changed your life. See?
When did you start smashing baked potatoes on the counter?
I went to northern Maine, where they grow the best potatoes. And they told me that's what you do when it comes out of the oven.
We tell everybody, like, well, Martha Stewart said to do this. And then they look at us like we're crazy for slamming the potato on the counter.
Thank you for telling me that you actually listened and paid attention.
Well, yes. Just smash it right there on the counter after it comes out of the oven and boom, fluffy
potato. It's best to hold it with a towel, like a little towel, and then smash it down on the counter and then turn it over and put it on the plate and open it up, because it really is fluffy.
The main event, weekday afternoons at 4 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. Bum Phillips, Earl Campbell, Dan Pastorini, the Love You Blue era Houston Oilers. Experience 1970s football with Red, White, and Columbia Blue. The new audiobook at Houston79.com. A game-by-game recap of the 1979 Houston Oilers season, featuring player interviews and new insights. Step into the huddle for legendary games against the Steelers and Cowboys, and relive one of the most controversial plays ever, the Mike Renfro play. Red, White, and Columbia Blue. Download now at Houston79.com. SB Nation Tonight with John Michaels.
I'll say this now, and old takes exposed can hear it. Aaron Rodgers' days of winning Super Bowls are over. Aaron Rodgers will never win another Super Bowl unless Green Bay can find an uber-dominant running game and they can play a little more close to the vest. I think the days of Aaron Rodgers being Superman and putting a team on his back, I think those days are done. Can he do it in the regular season? No doubt. But this is a guy that really hasn't put the team on his back. I know the Dallas game in 2016, he makes the unbelievable throw to Jermichael Finley. But was there ever a moment in this year's playoffs where you go, man, Rodgers is just, he's just rolling? Like Pat Mahomes, when they were down 24-0, you looked and go, this guy can bring you back. You still look at Russell Wilson, and they were down a bunch against Green Bay, and you go, that's the type of guy that can bring you back. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is that guy anymore.
SB Nation tonight, weeknights at 10 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. The main event.
Opening day this year for baseball. Angels at Astros.
Mike Trout and his HGH.
His HGH
against the Astros
greatness.
And their buzzers.
Yes.
Here's what baseball needs to do. Metal detectors on the on-deck circle. The Astros have to go through
a
metal detector.
They wear spikes.
Well, you could...
Everybody got to take their shoes off like the airport before they go in.
This is TSA, yes. Baby.
The main event. Weekday afternoons at 4 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, Jose, I have a little bit of bad news. Carla has declared that we cannot do this segment anymore. Tonight is the last time. We usually close the show with what have we learned from the gloss, Carla Dawson, the last 2 hours. She didn't want that anymore.
No,
what?
We got to change it up. So
she wants it changed.
Giving you homework for the week.
She's demanding reformation.
Much more fun for the last segment. I think our listeners are like, we've been listening to her yap for 2 hours. I don't want to hear what I know. I already know what I know.
Well, let me just revisit what I think we've learned.
All right.
First of all, we've learned that Damian Williams should have been the MVP in the Super Bowl.
Well, okay. I am glad you
got her.
Can you just say that Lance Zierlein, NFL.com, KFNC here in Houston, did confirm. Without even knowing what I said.
You're not on an island.
I'm not on an island.
All right, next one. When you think about double meat cheeseburgers with extra cheese, the way that Andy Reid celebrates a big win, and then when you look at his wife, you looked at her and said, she's cute. It doesn't look like she's eating double meat cheeseburgers.
Correct. That's a fact.
That's a fact. And you would know a woman who's eating double meat cheeseburgers.
Yes, I do.
It's sort of self-evident usually.
Right. It's not a secret usually.
All right. Next up. You like Lance Zierlein's mock draft that sends Jerry Jeudy to the Raiders.
That would be fire.
If he slips to 12, that'd be a heck of a wide receiver to add to that offense.
It. Yeah.
All right, next up. You think Shakira is an inspiration for your hip-hop class?
Absolutely.
What makes her so special in her dance?
Oh, my God.
Is it the hips, the lower body, or the upper body?
It's both. Have you seen those arms? Oh, my goodness. They are sculpted to the max. But, yeah, she can move it, move it. I got some work. I got some work to do.
J-Lo, at age 50, is still a head turner.
Oh, yes.
I'm stating the obvious then.
You're stating it and I'm agreeing with
well,
you.
Well, I'm learning that from you this show.
What, did I say that?
I heard it in your voice and your expressions and your attitude
He's
to her.
He's taking a lot of liberty here, Jose. I'm noticing this. I do think she is a head turner and she's super talented and that's impressive.
Who traded up in the relationship? A-Rod or J-Lo?
I should not. I'm going to take the fifth on that.
Really? What, Jose, you're smiling. Do you have a point
A-Rod
of view on this?
Definitely traded up.
A-Rod won that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, not even a question, right, Jose?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so we've learned a lot from the gloss over the last couple of hours.
The last week you learned from me.
Last time we do that little segment to end the show.
Consider it your New Year's gift.
This is an historic ending then.
Yes,
big deal.
It is.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for listening to us for The Boss and the Gloss. We'll be back next Monday on SB Nation Radio.